diarrhea is a PMS symptom. And at that point, I thought, wow, my body's like special.
Yeah.
Like, I have diarrhea for like alarms.
Welcome to Free Flow, a podcast by She Period, where we freely discuss topics about and around menstruation. Everyone is welcome to listen and join our conversation. I'm Livia, your host, and today we'll be talking about period shits. Just stick around, okay? Right after that, Femcy App will be coming in with Lost in Menstruation, bringing in some data and information on menstrual health. Stay tuned until the last drop when me, Livia, will come back with What's Good, a bonus section with some fine tips. Let's get our flow on. Hello, welcome to Free Flow Podcast. Today we're going to be talking about period shits. It's going to be funny, it's going to be a little bit gross maybe, but stick around, it's worth it. We also want to hear your stories. Head over to Instagram at @trysheperiod where we can keep talking about it. But today I'm not going to be talking about it alone. I am joined by Izian, a UX designer by day and an illustrator by night. Thank you for coming over, Izian. How are you today?
Hey, hello, Livia. Thank you for having me on. I'm so excited to talk about period shits today, finally, to be able to talk to someone about it out loud.
That is true, right? I only had read it about it, and sometimes I pitch the topic to friends. Some girls get it, some girls don't get it. And it's okay. It's important to give people space. You know, it's not an easy topic.
Yeah.
Izian, before we get into the nitty-gritty, pun intended, you're an illustrator, and you just did a book, right?
Yeah, that's right. So it's a book called A Drip, A Drop, A Deluge, A Period Tragic Comedy. So I illustrated stories about like 6 different women and how they go through their periods. So it has like vignettes of like their period experiences, maybe when they were a child or even when they're going through menopause. So yeah, it's just like bits and pieces of stories that I got from my research with real women and I guess perspective of some men. So I had fun times just exploring how they go through their periods. Mm-hmm.
Where can I find a book? Where can I get one for me?
You can refer to She Period's website or Difference Engine. Yeah, it comes in a bundle. You get a pin, a sticker pack, and a little postcard that you can send to someone.
Oh my God, that's so lovely. I love pins, honestly. So, here's how it happened to me about figuring out that there is something that's going to happen to you every single month, and it's not just your period, right? You're going to feel a little rawr from the inside, and you will have diarrhea. Like, there's just no way around it. Like, often here on Free Flow, we talk about the individual experience through the same, like, symptom or characteristic of menstruation, right? And then each person experiences the same thing differently. PMS, cramps, or whatever. But there is one thing that unifies us all, and that is the period shits. Like, I'm sorry, girly, you can pretend that you don't, but we know that you do be running to the toilet. And I understand why people don't want to talk about it. And I remember I was in my 20s already on Reddit. Don't judge me, people. I was there and on Tumblr too. Okay. I was part of both worlds. But I was on Reddit and there was this subreddit, which is a forum. And the topic was just female experiences overall. And that was the first time that I saw someone asking, like, how bad does your period shits get? And I never seen those two words together, you know, like as a definition of an experience that happens because you are on your period. I was grossed out because people were in a lot of details, but I felt so liberated. I never felt more seen and hugged by an invisible, tangible group of women, you know? Oh my God. How did you like figure out that this was a thing and it was okay?
So I didn't figure out until really late, like maybe just like a few years ago, that period poos or period shits is a thing. But I figured it out on my own. So I started going to the doctor because I had this really bad constipation. And I started to research, you know, what happens when you don't poop for a week. And there were like medical procedures about how the doctor has to pull the shit out. And it just terrified me. And I realized at one point, I was going to the doctor like at the same time for 3 months. always at the same date. And then I realized 1 week later, then I will have like a diarrhea. And I'm just like, wait a minute, like it's a pattern, you know, that's so strange. And then when I Googled, it's actually a thing. It's about your hormones squeezing your intestine and just giving you diarrhea. So it's a thing, you know?
So you were going to the doctors to get constipation treated, and then you realized that naturally, like a week after your treatment, it was also coinciding with your, like with your time of the month, with your period or what?
Pretty much that, you know, and I was just like, you know, I was telling my aunt, I was just like, I think diarrhea is a PMS symptom. And she was just like, I don't think so, but okay, you do you, you know, if that's how you know your period's coming, great. I'm just like, come on, it can't be me alone, right? And at that point, I thought, wow, my body's like special. Yeah. Like, I have diarrhea for like alarm. And then I realized I'm not that special. And I'm just like, how come you're not taught about this in school?
Yes, or just talk like little jokey jokes that you hear like the older women in your life make. They make jokes about this topic. Like they might not have like, let's have a TED talk about menstruation in the kitchen while we're cooking, but they do make jokes, you know, like in Brazil, at least where I'm from, they used to make jokes like give her the thing to do because she's on her period and we need to whisk really strongly. Like, you know, they would already let you know that like being your period is something that will bring things to your life or it will change your routine, you know? But nobody is talking about the long visits to the bathroom where you just sit there and wonder what the hell is going on.
It's like it's a whole other free flow and they don't make like pets for this.
Sometimes I always like I never knew what was happening. So I think not everyone experienced throughout. For me, it's more concentrated in the beginning. But it does go into when it's happening. And that's what I know when it's about to come. I start to get like the belly rumbles in the PMS period. Exactly. And then, but also like up until day three, I would say comfortably, that I don't know if the reason why I need to go to the toilet is because I'm having cramps or it's because I need to be in a toilet right now. So I'm always just there sitting and contemplating my life choices. Yeah. Like, do I even know anything about anything? Because right now I don't know if I got a poop or if I'm just like free bleeding in my toilet for no reason at all. Like
it feels sometimes like the slushy machine that has like two different flavors. It's like, let's see which flavor you're going to get.
Surprise, you're gonna get the worst combination.
You get the both.
Sorry, too much details. This is not an episode to listen in public, I think. Make sure you have your headphones on, by the way. Oops.
I think we should have one in the beginning.
Are you looking to get new products? You know when they ask you a rhetorical question, there's a promo code included as well. So why not? We're doing the same. We are a real podcast. Let's go. I got a new deal for you, and this is outside of what's good, so it's a bonus tip. Everyone listening to this podcast gets to share or use a coupon on SheePeriod.com. Okay, so head over to SheePeriod.com. Check out what you want. We got menstrual discs, lubricants, sterilizer case. This was my favorite. It's just so easy to carry around everywhere. Choose your favorite products. Put it in the cart. Code, free flow. All together, no spaces. Boom, $10 discount. This is, we're talking Singapore dollars over here. This is for everyone. One time use only. Don't get greedy. And it goes all the way until July 31st, 2022. Choose your faves and get a discount. Free flow on SheePeriod.com. I wanted to ask, like, is that why did you wrote the comic with the theme of menstruation? Was this part of your personal research? Is this just a topic a lot when you were growing up? Is there recent interest?
So Difference Engine, the publisher, came up to me and asked if I wanted to draw about menstruation. And I guess because they've been following my work for some time. And what happened was that I spent a year drawing things every day. So something, I would draw something significant that happened to me. And it so happens that every time I'm PMS-y or my periods coming, I will get into like this intense mood, and the only thing I can think about is period sucks, and it makes me feel a lot of feelings, you know, like I'm crying one moment and the next moment I realize, oh, I'm bleeding, so I'm not that crazy. And yeah, and over time I realized I will post this stuff on Instagram, and Instagram started becoming my period tracker.
Oh my god, that's wonderful.
So I'm just like, oh, okay, last month my period was this time, and last month I've had a mood swing. Maybe I'm not depressed, I'm just having regular periods, you know? And I realize people don't talk about it. Whenever you talk about periods, people are just like, oh my god, we shouldn't talk about it. But I realize, like, we just need to talk about it more.
Yeah, I remember growing up in middle school. I don't know how to do the American school system division. Whatever, when you're 12, let's talk ages. When you're 11, 12 in school, when the first, like the more precocious girls have their first periods, and the topic is kind of in the air, and the boys are being gross about everything, right? Mm-hmm. They want to have that shock value comedy. But as soon as the topic of menstruation would be mentioned at all, then you went too far. No. Now we went too far. Yeah. And that carried on all the way through college, where the symbol of a true ally friend would be like, I don't care to listen about menstruation. That's how much of a feminist I am. Wow. Yeah. Everybody, congratulations to him. He's so different. He's so special. Wow. Mm-hmm. It was a topic reserved only to girls only, a gay best friend, or the guy that grew up with sisters and been in a relationship for thousands of years. Like,
yeah, it's so true. So for me, like from my personal background, like I'm Muslim, and during fasting month, if your period is here, you do not have to fast. So my mom will actually skirt around the issue. So my brother will be like, okay, how come she doesn't get to fast or she doesn't have to fast? And my mom will be like, oh, she can't, like, yeah, like women don't have to fast like once a week. And I'm just like, just tell him my period is here, you know? He will know. They will get married. They learn this in school. So it's like, why do we have to censor? Yeah, I don't know. It's just really strange.
And the weirdest part is that if you ask her, why wouldn't you tell him? Her reply is most likely to be, oh, because I wanted to protect you. You know, like, I want you to be protected and him. Yeah. And you're like, but what is there to protect about? You know, it's just...
it's just like, it happens. Like, I need to go to the toilet. It's just like poop and pee, you know?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And it's not even that, right? Because it's not the body. It is recycling out things, but it's not necessarily a deject. It's mm-hmm. your blood, you know? It's an integral part of your survival. Yeah. Your whole body is moving and changing. Like, I saw studies where people tested out, like, voice, appearance. It all changes. It's a huge thing. And if there's a little bit diarrhea that comes with it, then there's a little bit of diarrhea that comes with it.
Yeah, like, I mean, I tried to research about the diarrhea part, like what's causing it. So it's always like, they'll be like, oh, it's because of the progesterone. But some say it might be the estrogen. And I'm just like, you guys don't even know what's the problem. And it's like, oh my God.
I always thought that it was because the cramps is creating muscle movement in the uterus, that it just sounded normal to me that it would also be like moving things around the intestine area.
Yeah.
It is? Damn, I'm so smart. I'm a scientist. Like, honestly, I'm a gynecologist by now. I'll make an Instagram about it. Like, I'm there. Like,
I have to tell you, we all are. I have a womb and a uterus. It's basically science.
I have huge respect for the medical body, but sometimes I feel that they are they're unrelatable.
Yeah.
Like, they're not listening, because the fact that you went to a doctor and you said, like, I have constipation, but then I have this diarrhea, and they didn't put two and two together, you know? Okay, I'm gonna go on a tangent here. It's a little rant. My friend, I met her recently, so I don't know much mm-hmm. about her medical history. But she's 33, and she just now, at 33, okay, going to the gyno since, I don't know her history, but for at least 10 years, they just found out that she has two uteruses.
Oh my God.
She's been going to doctors in several countries, and only now someone noticed that she has not one uterus, but two uteri? I don't know. Two uteruses, nobody noticed.
That's insane. Like, I mean, she must have gone through like lots of scans and stuff, right?
Absolutely has. Absolutely has. Because she'll always like try to explain to doctors like, oh, I have really bad periods. They last really long. Mm-hmm. They're very heavy. Well, turns out both of her uteruses were cramping and bleeding at the same time. And sometimes one would start and the other one would start later. So she would have, instead of like 5 to 7 days, would be almost 2 weeks.
Oh my God, I can't even imagine. You know, like I always do this math. Like, okay, I'll have 1 week of constipation, 1 week of diarrhea. Mm. I have period. And I realize I only have 1 good week. Like, I can't imagine. She basically does not have any good weeks.
You have one good week before the constipation comes back.
Yeah.
In. Oh my God. That's very, very exact you have here, like a system.
Yeah. I feel like, you know, like the butterfly, like, okay, I'm a caterpillar and now I'm a butterfly.
Do you schedule trips around it? You know, like, okay, this week I'm going to be constipated. It's going to be great. We can go anywhere because I'm not going to be using the toilet. This week I really need access to my kind of toilet.
Yeah. Like, I try to. When I started going backpacking and I'm just like, okay, I can't control anything. So sometimes I will book during my period times, like in a nice place. So I'll be like, okay, I'll spend a bit more money in a nice hotel.
I would absolutely do camping trips when I was constipated because it's my least favorite part.
Ooh, nice. Yeah. It's perfect.
Well, because usually when you're constipated, it gets kind of like dried up and stuck, you know? So is it like a complete shift for you? Like you go from, you know, succulent potting mix to full-on molten chocolate sundae?
Technically, yeah. It's like, I try to shit. Like, I'll be like, okay, I need more vegetable. I will try to drink, like, fennel tea and stuff like that. And I'll just, like, sit on the toilet because, like, people tell me, like, yeah, it's all about the cycle, right? If you train your body to shit. Like, my husband, he goes to the toilet every time when he wakes up. And I'm just like, how? Meanwhile, I'm just, like, sitting on the toilet and nothing comes out. And I'm just like, ugh. And then after that, I also hear stories about how if you try to force yourself, you may get hemorrhoids.
That is not good. Do not do
but
that.
Yeah.
Did you try the potty squatty thing? Non-sponsored, by the way, where you just put your feet a bit higher.
Yeah, I've done that as well. It helps a little bit, so but otherwise.
Yeah, but honestly, do not push poop out.
Yeah.
It can pop veins in your head. It would definitely give you hemorrhoids. And because you have this extra need, do you have any like traditions or routines that you always do?
So one of the things that I do is like when I look for jobs, I also see how their toilets are.
That's smart. That's what you should be doing in a job interview right here. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the best tip I ever
heard. Do you have a nice toilet?
Just be like, I'm sorry, can I just go to the toilet for a second? Okay, what does this classify a office toilet?
I think I need a bidet because like the tissue just doesn't clean up when it's like wet. Usually toilets with bidet are also cleaner, and maybe just see the kind of tissue they use. Like, you know, if you get those tissue that just disintegrates, it's just like, what's the point, guys?
If you work for a company that has those sandpaper, transparent motherfuckers, just they don't love you. They don't care about you.
Right.
I think I've worked in an office like this. It didn't end well because they did not care about their employees and it was obvious and I kept ignoring it. I remember the nicest bathroom in an office, they had like extra deodorant in the bathroom.
Oh.
They had wipes. They had period products, both kinds, insertative and a pad.
Oh, that's so nice.
A little spray. And I think a guy was like, okay, if you're going to have all this stuff, can we have wet wipes? Because there's no like bidet. And then they were like, okay. They laugh a little bit about it because, you know, Europeans. But they did provide. And it was the best.
Oh, that sounds so posh. It sounds better than my bathroom.
I mean, it was still just like a stall with a toilet. No bidet and stuff. But it was the nicest. And it's the only one I've seen so far that had all these amenities. I had to tell my husband, he was working in a studio with a lot of guys. I was like, hey, you have no bin in your toilet. The only bin you have was a huge bucket style thing right next to the sink. And I was like, how often do you change this gigantic bin? Because I don't see it getting full anytime soon, you know? And he was like, I don't know. I don't notice. And I was like, well, you need little toilet trash cans in the bathrooms. Mm-hmm. He's like, why? It was like, I'm on my period right now and I needed to leave the bathroom with a little paper dumpling in my hand. And one of your colleagues was there washing his hands. So now I look crazy. Yeah. I was just, you know.
Oh my God, yeah. I mean, that happened to me when I was traveling. So I was in like Germany. I was staying with a host family and they only have a son. And I was on my period and I'm just like, how do I ask? Like, where do you throw? And also because it was my first time in...
They don't put it here. True.
Yeah, it was my first time in Germany, and then you know how like they sort the trash, so there was like the bio and the stuff, and I haven't figured out about like this Restmüll, like the rest of their rubbish, and I'm just like, oh my God, like
recyclable?
It's like periods are organic, so does it go into bio or
is it a plastic thing?
Yeah, so you know what I did? I went to the supermarket to buy like bin trash bags, and I was just like throwing it inside and just tying it up and putting it in my like cupboard so that once I'm done I can just throw it out in like the public bin, and I'm just like, I must have looked so suspicious, you know? But I'm just like, what a girl gotta do?
I'm kind of like your husband, where I tend to go at the same time to the bathroom. Mm-hmm. But during quarantine, I just got really used to going whenever, for however long I wanted. Period shit or not, I would just go to the bathroom. I would just listen to my body call, honestly. But then I got used to going in the morning as well and in the afternoon. And then I had to go back into the office and I couldn't resync it to be after work or before work. It was just in the middle and it was just so annoying.
I totally get you. Like, to be able to shit at 11 a.m., like in the middle of work, is just... You know, it's like you're just sitting on a nice, clean bathroom and then just like, oh, this feels nice and luxurious.
It is. Because at home, whenever I know I'm going to have my period, I go, I get the fluffiest toilet paper that they have. And my bath is right there, so I can take a shower afterwards, you know, because of my period. Sometimes I do a combo. And I can't go back to the office life. Like, I just can't. Those dry-ass paper and coworkers waiting to go right next after you. Like, I just... How are we supposed to live again?
You know what comes before, like, period shit? It's the farts. And I... Now that I've been working at home, it's like I can fart anytime. And I had to go back to the office like one day and I'm just like, I've been holding my fart the whole day.
That is true. Oh my God.
And you can't even go to the toilet because, you know, like there's always someone else. And if you just let out a fart, everyone will just know who farted.
Absolutely. You guys, you need to remember that if they're wearing headphones, it does not mean that they can't hear it. And I learned that the awkward way because I thought I could let one slip because they had these huge headphones in. And then I saw the head turn and I wanted to die. Like, I was like, it's the chair. I don't know.
Yeah, you just keep like moving around, you know.
Do not trust other people's headphones. Like, just don't. But also now that I'm older, I don't care so much about the time, like how long I'm in the bathroom. I honestly want them to think that I have something wrong and then I have really long shits because then I just go in and I'm on my phone taking a break. So, you know, it is what it is. Before I used to be really embarrassed of like, I have to go quick. I have to go quick. I can't, I'm still like so fast. I can go in and out really quickly and I've done my business. But after some time, I was just like, no, I hope they think that I have like really bad poops. So they leave me alone.
Yeah. I think that comes with age. You know, I love being older and you just do not care about what people think. Like, yeah, I'm going to have cramps and don't talk to me. I'm not even going to try to be nice and just like, I'm not talking today.
Absolutely. At work, it's not that I try to keep it private, but I don't want to like weaponize it or use it in any way. But in recent years, I have like even asked like, hey, I'm not feeling well in my stomach, so I'm going to need the day off because I was really diarrhea times. And I was honest, like instead of just buckling it in, and you just ask for it, they're either going to say no or most likely they'll say yes.
I kind of like discovered this freedom when I was working. So I was a carpenter at one point of my life, and everyone were, I mean, all of them were men. I had a good boss who let us take a sick day if you're not up for it. Because if you don't feel well in your mind, it's you can't concentrate and you're using tools. So he'll be like, yeah, I don't need you to go to the doctor. Just stay at home. If you're sick, you should be at home. So, you know, if I have cramps and stuff, I'll just let him know. Yeah, and since then, I'm just like, oh, hey, if I tell people I have a period, it's fine. And just been like open about it.
Absolutely. Whatever embarrassment you're trying to save yourself from, you're actually letting go of this important filter to know who should be in your life or not. You know, if they don't respect the fact that you need an easier day, and this could be anyone for any reason, right? So some people have chronic illness, other people have many other reasons why their body might feel less in mm-hmm. one day or feel more energetic, and that also requires some time off. You know, like, I have a million things going, I can't focus. That's also a reason. Yeah. And if they think mm-hmm. it's gross that you're doing the most natural thing, you know, like healthy thing you could yeah. do, then you don't want these people in your life. So if you feel shy and think it's embarrassing to talk about poop and periods because you don't know what they might think of you,
yeah.
if you bring it up right away, you just wait for that reaction. And you know, okay, this is a safe person or this is a red flag.
That's what I like to do. Just like bring it up and see how we continue with it. Because I mean, as a person, I'm free to talk about it. And I think it also allows more real conversations to come true.
Absolutely. So I don't know, about like helpful health tips, just be gentle on yourself, be near mm-hmm. a comfortable toilet, you know, stay home if you, if you feel that premonition that you shouldn't go out, just stay in, get someone to come yeah. hang out mm-hmm. with you if you're getting that FOMO real bad.
Oh, yeah.
Oh my God. Isyan, I want to thank you so much for joining and sharing all these like private mm-hmm. details.
My pleasure.
And do you want to share with everyone where to find you, where to get the book again?
Yeah. So you can find me on Instagram at nisyan. So that's A-N-D-E-A-S-Y-A-N-D. I post my illustrations there. And you can find my book on Fleshy Period's website as well as Difference Engine. And happy bleeding, flowing. Just let it flow.
And don't be shy. Talk to your friends about it. And thank you for listening, everyone. We'll be hanging up now. I gotta go to the bathroom. JK.
Thank you.
We like chatting, but we also like facts. Information is power, but it can be overwhelming. We are collaborating with FEMSI, an app that informs and assists all menstruating bodies with their monthly experience. And today we have their specialists here sharing some data and myth busting. So let's get started with loss and menstruation.
Welcome to Lost in Menstruation. Okay, by now I think we know each other pretty well, because today's topic is literally a shitty one. Sometimes, just before our period, and in the first days of it, our poop may be super smelly. You may be surprised by how often they come to pay you a visit. You can experience period diarrhea or just period constipation, or you could just be shocked that there was that much poo inside of you. If this is happening to you, don't worry. Period shits are pretty normal. Most people experience it, especially if you're prone to emotional changes during your cycle as well. It's partially caused by the changing level of hormones in our body. The first hormone that can make this happen is prostaglandins, our pain hormones. And the second hormone is progesterone, which is responsible for making your uterus squeeze and relax. It helps us to shed the uterus lining as a period. Well, they're not just doing it to your uterus. They also make your bowels do the same thing, causing a very efficient poop release or even diarrhea. On the other hand, progesterone causes bloating and fluid retention. So when your body is retaining fluid, your bowels don't have enough fluid left to push the poop through, and this can cause constipation. Progesterone can also cause changes to the leakiness of our gut lining. And again, this can cause changes to the consistency of your poop, as well as a lot of other things, like your inflammation levels or your mood, etc. But why does it smell so awful? Well, it can be our diet and/or our gut bacteria. If you're giving in to cravings, eating a lot of processed foods or sugar at this time, your gut bacteria isn't fully able to process all of what is being eaten, so it comes out smelling. And even if you are eating clean at this time, your gut bacteria is also breaking down hormones. All this workload is stressing out your gut bacteria, which can also cause many poops. Are you done with that shit? Okay then, here are some things you can do. First, you can cut out fried foods, stimulants like coffee and tea, and sugary foods like chocolate. Instead, add sufficient plain water. Get some light exercise, like a walk or a swim. Add probiotics like kimchi or yogurt to your diet. Lastly, remember that this is a natural process as your body metabolizes what you're eating. Think of it as a monthly cleanse. If you want to know more about menstrual cycle, make sure to download FEMCY app, F-E-M-C-Y. FEMCY is available for download on Google Play in India, Singapore, Philippines, and UK. Soon it'll be coming to iOS. See you next episode.
And that was Lost in Menstruation, a collaboration between She Period and FEMCY app, empowering menstruators by sharing information and busting period myths. Now let's get back to our regular schedule. Girl, you're still here? You're still listening? Let's get into what's good, the section where we share fun tips and treat you real good. So what's good today? Today's episode, we had the pleasure of having Izian, a beautiful illustrator. And I think I want to have what's good being connected to that. She did this amazing, cute little zine called A Drip, A Drop, A Diluge. We talk a bit on the episode. Rewind. Anyways, it's adorable the way that it's illustrated. It feels so relatable. I really like the art style. It reminds me of how many other artists are around us and how we can take advantage of that, you know? So what's good for today is support your local artists. But what does support your local artists mean? It means just engage with them. If you don't have the current financial means of purchasing some, just share, give a like, make a comment. But most important, if you can financially engage with this artist, why don't you get a little gift from people that you know or from people that are in your area doing something? It can be a craft. It can be a customizable item. There's so many paintings. There's so many artists that are right next to you. You just don't see them. And I think it's a lovely way to empower your own community in a way that the money stays local. And then you're just going to have this like fruitful community. So why not get a beautiful little surprise for your friends, for your family, for yourself, that someone did it with love and care and delivered special for you. So go check out who's around you, go ask friends and do that. I did that once, like I have a bunch of friends that are designers and animators and they had their Redbubble account or their Shopify and I got mugs, I got prints, I got stickers. Some I kept for me, some I gave it away. And it was almost like double gifting because they knew that I got it and it was such a lovely surprise. And the friends that I gifted to, they really loved their merch. So go check it out. You can also get Izian's zine in your Bloody Fierce package on She Period. And it also comes with stickers, which is how you get me. Anything with stickers. Usually local artists also send stickers. So that's another reason. Okay. We got another book recommendation coming because reading is awesome and you can also listen to books. Okay, make it easy for you. Just get an audio. Kim Jung, born in 1982, and the author is Cho Nam-jo. She was a former scriptwriter for TV programs. So I think it's one of those books that has this beautiful portrayal of ordinary life, but that reflects so much in other aspects. So as we follow Kim through her life, we're also following other women through their life, possibly resonate with you. It may be familiar stories. Check it out in your preferred language, in your preferred medium. Let me know what you think in the comments. And also another quick tip, if you haven't checked out the Netflix movie, Don't Look Up. Go see it now. I don't know when this episode is coming out. Maybe it's already an old tip. And if you have been hearing everybody hyping about it and that's why you're not watching it, just stop it. Go watch. It's fun. It's funny. And it's very too real. I would say it's too real, but not depressing, I guess. I did tear up in the end, but no spoilers. Go see. Thank Thank you for listening to Free Flow Podcast by She Period. And remember, menstruation is not a synonym of shame. It's a symbol of empowerment. Go to SheePeriod.com for some fine menstrual products and follow us on Instagram at TrySheePeriod. Let's continue talking. Share your stories with the world. We want to hear it. I'm your host, Livia, and that was all for today. Thank you again, and see you next episode.